In Iraq, U.S. Marines say they've killed hundreds of Shiite militiamen in 2 days of fighting in the southern city of Najaf. Clashes began there earlier this week between U.S. troops and supporters of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Since then, the violence has spread to several other cities, including Basra, Nasiriya, and Baghdad. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from the Iraqi capital.
Arab news channels showed video of Shiite gunmen battling American armored vehicles yesterday in the streets of Sadr City, a teeming slum on the eastern edge of Baghdad. U.S. spokesmen say at least 15 Americans were wounded in the fighting. Scores of Iraqis were reported killed and wounded. By daylight today, a tense calm had settled over Sadr City. U.S. tanks ringed the outskirts, while just a few hundred yards away from the American checkpoints, black-masked gunmen from Sadr's Mahdi Army controlled the neighborhood's inner streets. One of the fighters, a 24-year-old named Saeed al-Musawi, said he looked forward to becoming a martyr for Islam and Iraq. We came out into the streets here in Sadr City the moment the Americans and the Iraqi army entered the holy places in Najaf, he said. The Iraqi army are the agents of the occupiers, he added, and their plan is to destroy us and our leader Muqtada Sadr. Sadr City was just one of several battlegrounds where Sadr's militia clashed with U.S.-led troops. Each side blames the other for the collapse of a 2-month-old ceasefire that went into effect after Sadr's supporters staged a bloody uprising against the U.S. occupation last spring. In Najaf today, U.S. helicopters repeatedly attacked suspected militia positions, including some in the city's huge cemetery. The clashes left Najaf's main market in flames.
We have been obviously been engaged with anti-Iraqi forces for several hours now. And that's currently the situation as it stands right now. We're still moving into that cemetery area and are clearing out anti-Iraqi forces.
Lieutenant Colonel Gary Johnston briefed reporters on the fighting at the Marine base located outside Najaf. In addition to the American helicopter that was shot down there yesterday, he said Shiite militiamen killed at least 2 American soldiers.
At this point in time, as far as the enemy casualty, we have estimated there may be as many as 300 KIA. We have no estimates right now on wounded in action.
In a separate statement today, Najaf's U.S.-appointed governor warned Sadr's supporters to leave the city or else. Adnan al-Zarufi also alleged that Iranian militants are fighting alongside the rebel guerrillas.
We have evidence that 80 Iranians enter the cemetery carrying rocket-propelled grenades. There's Iranian support for Muqtada al-Sadr.
Spokesmen for Sadr rejected claims that they were receiving foreign aid and said their militia's death toll was in the dozens rather than hundreds. Sheikh Massoud al-Sudani said the Mahdi army was fighting what he called an uprising of self-defense against American aggression.
We are willing to organize another ceasefire, but not with the Americans. If Iraq is now a sovereign country, then we will only negotiate with the new Iraqi government.
But in the same interview, Sudani declared Iraq's new government illegitimate. Sadr's supporters are considered the most radical of Iraq's Shiite Muslim majority. Many Shia do not support the rogue cleric. At Friday prayers at Baghdad's Baratha Mosque, a Shiite preacher named Sheikh Jalal al-Din al-Zaghir criticized the Mahdi army.
Why are we forced to fight battles that aren't in the interest of the Shia? If you don't want police, and you don't want an army, and you don't want a government, and you don't want elections, then tell me, what do you want?
Amid the escalating violence today, the spiritual leader of Iraq's Shia abruptly left his home in Najaf for medical treatment in London. Spokesman for Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani said the aging cleric was suffering heart problems. Sistani is Iraq's most influential religious leader. He's also a powerful voice of moderation. If he is seriously ill, his departure raises questions of succession and the possibility of more instability for the Shia. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.